Parashas Kisetze, there's a lot of mitzvahs. Some of them don't appear in other places, some of them do appear in other places. We're trying to talk already about which is which and so on. One of them that seems to be a shlomo to another mitzvah is something that is a parasha kisido ned Hashem alekecha leisach leshalmai. So it says if a person is minada something to a carbon we're talking about leisach, this is baltacha kidorish yidreshen Hashem alekecha imach, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu will look for it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be seeking it out. And you'll have an avera if you don't have the carbon. If you won't make the net, you won't have a chet. And then it says, Moitzis vasecha tishmor, vasiso, kashanadat Hashem alakech nedovash dibarta v'ficha. So there's a mitzvah that comes with it. Rashi says, Moitzis vasecha tishmor, liten esa loisase. So Luchura, this, most Rishonim learn that this pasuk is a reinforcement. It's another mitzvah on the Liachal Dvaroi. This is Moises Vasecha Tishmar. So there are a few nekudas here that need to have a beer. First of all, if it's really just a reinforcement, why is it specifically by Karbonis? The Chura, the Dagesh of the Pasuk is Kiyum Nedarim, Moitzis Fasecha, and so on. It all has to do with the fact that a person made some sort of commitment, some sort of nether, and a person has to keep it. So why is the why is it not universal? What is it adding to the Pasuk of Nedarim? Why isn't it in Nedarim, and so on? The Rambam says it's a machlokes brisis. L'chur, it's a machlokes brisis in Gemara Rosh Hashanah, and the Rambam seems to paskin that this halacha of Bal Ta'acher is only relevant to karbonis that come b'nedava. Karbonis that you have a chiyuv, you don't have an issa Bal Ta'acher. Other Rishonim seem to argue. And different shittas, I won't go into trying to understand what in the halacha there's a masa matna halacha, and b'meila it's something which is it's a masa matna halacha, and b'meila there's it has its own halachas, its own ways of answering it. But I want to try to understand, according to Rambam Shita, that is the difference. There's a difference between Karbanis Chayva and Karbanis Nedava. What's the inyan of it? The Chura, there's a Chiyav to bring Karbanis. There should be a across the board. I mean, it's a Din Hilchas Karbanis. Why would we be Mechalik between Nedavis and Chiyuvim? There is one Sin in the Rambam. By Bechayras, whatever, it's almost had a lacha. But basically, Rambam seems to be making quite clear that Bal Tacha would apply only to things that are that came by Nedava. Another nekud over here that requires some sort of havana is the Issa Bal Ta'acher. We don't find its dugma in any other mitzvah. For instance, there are mitzvahs that have a zman built in. So there's a zman krishma, and if you miss a zman krishma, you miss a zman krishma. Within the zman krishma, there's no Bal Ta'acher. We're holding out by mitzvah ksiva sefer Torah. By Ksivas Sefer Torah, there is no, if a person goes for a whole lifetime and he writes a Sefer Torah at the very end, he's not over any Yisr. There's a Malyusa in being a Zoriz and doing it Bizrizus and Zriz Makdimin and so on. It's a Mila. But there's no Issa Bal Ta'acher except over here. So Mitzvahs Ksivas Sefer Torah is a Chiv on a person. And all the mitzvahs, there's a zman, mitzvahs that are totally in a zman. The zman goes by, the mitzvahs batlach, they said, kia shayfa, person has tul shkia, if he doesn't do it, he doesn't do it. But that there should be a chiyuv, an iser of Bal Ta'acher, only find uniquely here by Karbonis, and according to Rambam, by Karbonis Nedava. Valeidavahu, why is it? And it's also, according to the Rambam, it's mashma that, I mean, it makes sense because the ikur, it's mitzad the chiyuv of the neder shaboy. So it's uniquely tied to the fact that this mitzvah came about through a neder. That's going through our Meshita. I'll go upon him an understanding of Baltacha. The Pasuk also, the Sefer the Pasuk, gives us some, it's the Chur telling us some sort of reason for it, but it doesn't really make it easy. The Pasuk says, Kidorish Yitzhashan Kemimach, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is searching for it, waiting for it, like Dorish Dorish Moshe, Bichlal Deboy Drisha. Drisha means to pursue it, to go after it. So, L'chura, when I wake up in the morning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is waiting for my Krishma. When Yer HaShanah morning comes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is waiting for my Tekiyas. So what's the inyan of... the Pasuk is kind of giving you a rationale behind it. Kidosh Hashem Imoch Vayev Chachet. I mean, yes, that if it simply means to say that it's an Isser, you said it. Kisir Hashem Kecho Loisach Hashtamui has din of a Loisach say, and it's an Isser. There is no Malkus because there's no Meiser, but that's it. There's Kidosh Hashem Imoch Vayev Chachet. Could L'chur fit any Aver? There's nothing specific about it. Kodesh Baruch Hu would like you to do it, and if you don't do it, you have a chet. Well, that applies across the board, every essay. What do we gain over here? What's the tam mitzvah over here? So I try a little bit to get into the etzem inyan of nidre karbanis. Try to understand a little bit the unique teichin of neder. And Nedava and so on. There's a machloikis in the Gemara Nedarim. We have Toiva Shetidor Vitekayim, or Toiva Shloitidor. Machloikis is Rebun Reb Meir. If a person, being that a person could be Nichshal with Nedarim quite frequently, is it better that a person should make Nedarim and keep them? Or is it better to avoid Nedarim because that way you never either. But one thing is clear, that mitzad, in principle, certainly Tidur is better. The only machloikis is because a person is likely to get nichshol, to be nichshol, so then we say, okay, you know, it's not worth it, the price. But that the right tzura of a mitzvah is something that is that the right tzura of doing mitzvahs, or specifically karbonis, is to make a neder less mandapolik. Rabbi and Rav Meir are not arguing in what's in an absolute sense best. The question is only because there are so many mechsholim, and it's very possible that a person won't keep his word, so then maybe it's better not to be neider. But nobody, but in principle, everybody seems to agree. What's the inyan? I mean, if I do a mitzvah, do a mitzvah. What's the inyan to do nedarim? So you could say a little bit that it's a bit of a zrizus, that a person is mizarez himself. If he does a neder, so he's mizarez himself. It koifs in mishpoim, there's nidrei mitzvah, but the mashmos here is that it's not just nidrei karbonis, which is the ikur. The whole parsha of nedarim, the emes starts in karbonis. It's a machlokas only in nedarim if hatfasa means comparing it to a carbon is meikar adin or not meikar adin, but it's very clear that the shayrish of the parsha is in karbonis specifically, not in other mitzvahs. In other mitzvahs, it's a mem in the Gemara that a person neder gadol neder lekei Yisrael. If a person says, "I'll get up in the morning and eshne mishne zu," it's a nice thing. It's a zrizim tzadikim amizaris themselves. It's a milsa de chasidusa. That's the tzura of the Gemara. In Karbonis, that's Karbonis. Karbonis are Nidorim and Nidavis. They're called Nidorim and Nidavis. That's what they are. And all other Nidorim are a sniff of karbonis, where the halacha you need to say kikarb not, but it's very clear that this is the way it's structured. So why if karbonis a mitzvah like any other mitzvah, if a person gives tzedakah, so he should give tzedakah. If a person wants to be kaif himself, he knows it's going to be hard, and he has a moment of service, so a neder is in place. But nobody would say that the tzedakah is me'ikra starts with a pledge. Tzedakah starts with giving. I want to make a dayik, a lashon of the of Chazal. It says that the difference in tzaddikim and rishayim are that tzaddikim are oimim me'at v'isen harbe. Rashas are oimim harbe v'isen me'at. So the mile of the tzaddik is that he's oimim me'at v'isen harbe. Well, why b'chal talk? If a person is going to do a mitzvah, put on tefillin. It finished. Don't say, well, now it's the morning, I have to put on tefillin. A person is maftiach me something. Let him do the favor. If I'm walking carrying something heavy, so somebody comes up to help me, he did a great thing, he helped me. If he tells me, don't worry, I'll help you, okay, but why is the oimim ma'at? The difference should be that tzaddikim are oisim and rishayim are oimrim. Maybe they're oisim ma'at, but the oimim ma'at, the mashmos is that there is a makom for amira, and it has a chelik in it, but the difference is between the proportion of the two. So let's try to understand a little bit this inyan over here, because it fills in a whole missing chelik of understanding something of Avodas Hashem. You find the concept of ratzon. You find the concept of ratzon by Karbonis specifically, almost very little. The word leratzon and leratzonoi and kmat, almost all the time the Torah speaks about ratzon, speaks about Karbonis. This is loy leratzon, this is leratzon, and so on. The inyan is as follows: there is no makom for avodas Hashem be'etzim in the Bria. There's a certain presumptuousness, a certain almost kfira, if I'm stelling to something to our Kaddish Baruch Hu. So even, I mean, all mitzvahs are the pshat, it's incumbent on me, because our Kaddish Baruch Hu is mitzavah me. But that itself, you know, you mitzavah somebody when you want something. So if we're to ask ourselves, what is the yesod in the Bria of Avodas Adam? The answer is Ratzon Hashem. Ki'ilu, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu placed a makom avod in the Bria, means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu left a space open for us to fill. Avodah is meaningless unless there's something there that can be accomplished. And even if we don't accomplish something in Olam HaMaisa, but the fact that I have a ratzon from it, so every ratzon is the establishment of a certain of a certain, let's call it need, or not even need, but a void that can be fulfilled. Let's give an example. In Adam, let's say I'm missing it. I don't have a chair in my house. So when somebody brings me a chair, he's filling in a real lack. I was missing the chair. A person needs a chair, something it's wanted, it's a very basic need. And when someone gave it to me, he filled in that need, and now I have a chair. Let's say a person brings me some sort of tchotchke. So it depends. If I like those tchotchkes, if I want that tchotchke, if it's something that has some sort of it fills in something for me, so then the tchatchke is a matana. If the tchatchke itself is meaningless to me, it's something that's yeser, so call yeser kenetel domi, doesn't fill anything, doesn't do anything for me. So all avodas Hashem, way before there's a rotzen, way before, I'm sorry, there's a tzivui, there's a rotzen. I want to be madgish this point. The difference between the avos and Matan Torah was that from Matan Torah onwards, our point of reference is the tzivui. The tzivui of Kadosh Baruch Hu has an implication of a rotzen. I obviously, when I tell you to do something, I obviously want it done. But my isyachsus is to the tzivui with the understanding there's a rotzen behind it. Before Matan Torah, by the avos, where there was no tzivui, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu never told the avos to do anything. They had to be oimed on the side of the rotzen of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What is the rotzen of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? They were oimed on that, and b'meila the maisim that they did was l'ritzonai. The maisim that they did was a rotzen for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the difference between maisim before Matan Torah and maisim after Matan Torah. But in order for a maisa to have any validity, then it requires having a place, a makom to be chal. If the HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Torah, and or within the context of Torah, better said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us tzivuyim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu also allowed us to, HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed us an avoda similar to avodas ha'avos, which would be nedarim and nedavos, bringing karbonis when I'm not mechuyev, that come not mikoyach ha'tzivuy, but mikoyach a certain rotzen of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with a certain of l'rotzen. That is avodas hakarbonis. In order to create, and therefore the Navi, when the Navi speaks about mi bikish leis miyadchem, and on about karbonis, the Navi never says that about other mitzvahs, because other mitzvahs we do mikoyach of a tzivui, and the tzivui is chai v'kayam, whether HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a rotzen or nachas ruach ma'maisim or not, that's not relevant to us really. We do it because he told us. Well, it's just a mashal ma'adav adayma. Let's say somebody hired me to do a job. He's paying me to do the books in a business, and the person got into fight with me, hates me, despises me, doesn't like me, and everything. I still, as long as the check is coming in, as long as I'm employed, I have to come and do the books. And it's really irrelevant, because our relationship is from the mikorach the contract, not mikorach the fact that you liked me when you hired me. It's mikorach the contract. Mashain came, when you're doing something that's nedavadik, when you're doing something that is relating straight to rotzen of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that needs to be l'ritzonai. And if it's not the Ritzonai, it's a waste. It's worse sometimes. It aggravates. The ability to create. So let's understand a deeper nekuda. The Ramban says in Nedarim that Nedarim are a certain way of creating a yesh me'ayin. Every neder, the Ramban says, is the greatest koyach that Adam has. Because a person creates a yesh me'ayin. So when a person takes something that's not kaddish, and the person says zuloila, or this is aser alai, the person created something real. He created an iser, something he's going to get malchus for. That's mechayev him. So the koyach of yesh me'ayin that a person has is nedarim. In a deeper sense, the real yesh me'ayin that a person creates in Adarim is the Ratzon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu that didn't exist before, Kaviyachol. In other words, all mitzvahs, I'm a mitzvah v'aymit, I have a chiyuv of krishma, a tzitzis, a tefillin, and so on, and I'm a mitzvah v'aymit. That existed from Alpayim Shana before the Bris Olam, and then I knew about it, I found out about it, Matan Torah. It became activated, Matan Torah. But this Ratzon, for this particular Shlomim, is something that I created with my neder, or with my nedava. So the neder nedava, not only does it create the kedusha in it, but it creates the ratzon also. Let's give a little bit of a megushim dikra marshal, but it'll help us understand it. If I land, let's say I buy somebody a matana, I buy somebody a gift, I land with it. Just came into it with the gift. Let's say it's something the person, like we said, for it's not a chair, it's some sort of tchotchke. So, it's kiyesim on datal domi, it goes into the great whole world, the tchotchke side, there's nothing, I don't have any particular need for it. So it's a nice gesture on your part, but it's not really, it doesn't create that kesha, because it came from you, but it wasn't niskabel from me. Even if I don't throw it out, but if I don't make it part of my mitzias, it wasn't niskabel. If I tell a person about something or other, that's a very nice thing, and it's a wonderful thing, and so on, and it's me'oir a tshuka by that person, then when I bring it to him, then I'm actually filling a void. So with the koyach of dibur, I can create a void by the person. When I tell him, you're doing this, and it's so difficult. There's a machine that does it, and it's so wonderful. There's some sort of furniture that's so comfortable, whatever it is. Once the person yearns for it, wants it, then when I bring it, I'm fulfilling a chaser, and it becomes a kesher, because it's my nidvas lev and his ratzon. My ratzon and his ratzon became kosher. That's the ultimate nekesher. So in the chelik mitzvah, I saw somebody says something similar in a different language, but in that area, in the world of nedarim and nedavis, when Kadosh Baruch Hu left us a bubble of where something is, that is where we have an avoda that is like avoda of avis. Each one has a mila. The avoda of tzivuyim have a mila, gadol mitzvayse, for many reasons. Mitzad sheni, there's a nachas ruach from a avistik avoda, where it's kol kuli coming l'rotzen, that's not found in tzivui. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us that parasha. And that parasha is karbonis. And therefore, karbonis is different than other nyan. And we asked about baltacha. And in karbonis itself, there's a big makom l'chalik between karbonis that are chayv, which in a sense belongs to the general mahalach of chayva, to karbonis that are kol kuli benedava. When a person, when I contract to build something, deliver something, bring something to a person by a certain date, as long as I keep to that date, I'm beseda. The fact that this person is sitting and waiting for his refrigerator, and it's taking me a week to deliver it, and every day he's sort of very, very upset, he doesn't have a refrigerator yet, but the deal was, you'd get it within a week, and get it within a week, and I'm a Zeretz my Chayv, and you have no tainess, and that's it. If I'm giving somebody mikoyach rotzen to rotzen, mikoyach the fact that I am trying to be memale his ratzon, and I know how much he wants it, and how much he needs it. So if I just, so if I can't, I can't. But if I can do it earlier and I push it off, why do you keep me so aggravated for so long if what you want to do is please me? What's the, why? So the tviya of ichur is only in the realm of nedav and ratzon, not in the realm of chiyuv. So the Torah, and that's the kidori shidrashena. It says kidori shidrashena kecham imach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being dirishit. Drisha means anticipating something, waiting for something, being mishtaking for something. Kaviyachol. HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed us to do things that are lirtsoinai, to create a ratzon that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mishtaking for the inyanim of Klal Yisrael and this area. When we place a neder, the neder aroused kaviyachol HaKadosh Baruch Hu a pchinas shuka and a pchinas ratzon for the avodah. And b'meila, if the person is ma'acherit, then there's something wrong with ma'acherit. If you're doing it because of Yosef Chavascha, I gave you zman. Krishna is until 3 hours, so it's your choice to do it when you want to. I was mechayiv only 3 hours, and all you're doing is a milui of a chayiv. It's nice. It's an extra credit if you do it earlier. But if you did it because you let's say somebody promises somebody something, the person is anticipating it, the person schleps, doesn't come across with it, doesn't come up with it, then something wrong over here. I don't understand something. Why'd you awaken in me an anticipation and you keep disappointing me? That's why the inyan of Baal Ta'achar, the repeat reinforcement of Moses Pesach Tishmar is all focused on this inyan that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doirish, and the chet here is not only for the not bringing it per se, it's for the disregarding the drisha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doirish from you. This is the shayrish in the inyanim of karbonis leratzon. So we have here a parsha Baal Ta'achar and possibly the mitzvah secha that specifically addresses one area in the Torah. It's the area where a person is. The Torah left us an avodah to do with ratzon, and the way in which we create a ratzon is through neder or nedava, and then we remal it with fulfilling it, and it has a separate set of chiyuvim because it's something that's the ratzon. This applies to another area as well. Not only Karbanis. I want to bring two dugmos from Chazal that are kind of strange, I guess. It's things that beg question, and then understand where it has a makom in our avodah. The Gemara says in Brachas that if a person comes every day to davening and he's ruggel lovoy, and one day he doesn't come, HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks after him, where is he? If he went for the mitzvah, noigalei, okay. If not, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is upset, and whatever. So, if you're practical, and you learn the Gemara, you say to yourself, lom li asar azois. If I come every day to davening, not only do I get extra credit, but then if I don't come, I'm stuck. So the lesson that we should learn from it is not to come right to davening. That's the practical lesson of it, isn't it? Another Chazal in Brachis, it says that if there are the Shechina with two people, three people, and so on, and ten. So the Gemara gives the mile of each one. At 10 people, it says the Shechinah is makdim. So, as a kid learning it, they always ask us the question, well, how does the Shechinah know it'll be 10 people? They have Bechira and so on. But what's the pshat? So the Shechinah is makdim. Okay, good. And therefore what? The other ones, there's a Tesefes Maila in so on. But here, what's the difference? At the end, what's the difference? The Shechinah came before, the Shechinah came as soon as there's a minion there. What difference does it make? The answer is that in the world of Avoida in general, even not as specific as Karbonis, there's also the Chelik that is an Avoida through Ratzon. In other words, there's Tayag Mitzvahs, there are Chiyuvim, and then there's a world that we call Avoida that is not specifically a exact Chiyuv, we'll call the Fnimishra Sadin, we'll call it the more personal Avoida of a person. The Shechinah being makdim means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is anticipating my ma'isim. The value of the ma'isa that I'm doing is that it was me'orer, a rotzen, by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the me'ila, just like if I'm first, if there's some event that I'm eagerly looking forward to, I run there and get there early because I'm waiting for it. If there's something that I have to go to, I come late because I had to shtal tzu. In other words, coming before means it started with my anticipation. Coming in the wake of is coming as a result of as some sort of chayv and chiyuv. There is a situation with when 10 people get together, so the tzura of Avoida is that it's landing on a makom that has rotzen. Karbonos are called reach nichoyach. The job of reach, lechem ishai reach nichoyach. In the world of achila, the achila itself is what gives the nourishment to the person eating. That's the tafkir of the achila, and so on. The tam helps the process of achila. The reach draws you to it. The reach of achila is the anticipation of it. So, kaviyachol ba'kadosh baruch hu, karbanis have in themselves, first and foremost, they evoke a rotzen ha'kadosh baruch hu, that he should warn our avoda. Ritzei ashalkeinu. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs to be roitzas, and then there's a makom for the Avoda to be chal. The same thing is true if a person comes every day. It has a gedder of a neder and nedarim. It's an unspoken neder, but it's almost there. If somebody's consistent, then I can project it on the future. And then I can say that let's even take a mashal with ourselves. If somebody occasionally does me a taiva, so I don't rely on it, and you know, I figure when a person has time and inclination and does it. If a person starts doing something for me every single day, he does this for me. If there's a day that doesn't bring it, then he set me up to anticipate this every single day, and by the fact that it's consistent. So then there's an element of taina. It's a maila for a person. Imagine if a person comes to ask for a favor from somebody, when the person himself doesn't particularly care for him. Okay, you came, you knocked on the door, I have to open up. I'm a soft person, I'm a Rahman, I open the door for an ani, and I'll answer. But let's say I tell the person, why don't you come more often? I wait for you, I miss you. That's a whole different world in terms of the yachas and in terms of being answered. When a person starts doing an inyan regularly, even if he's not mechuyev, it creates a rutzen by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we look at it, we might say, on a day he doesn't come, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu has tainus. But on the day that he comes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is waiting for him. That's what's happening. And the male of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is waiting for him. The yachas and the siachsus that a person is, besides filling the bakashas, but the etzem mitzias of it, the sense that a person is standing in front of Ribbono Shel Olam who's waiting for him to come, is a whole different world than I have no choice and I have to come on to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The tekufa that we're in now is called Yemei HaRatzon. That's the yomim of Ratzon, of tshuva. Every element of tshuva carries in itself a certain Ratzon. What happens in the process of a person changing? Kol zman we do what we're supposed to do, we're part of the world of mitzvah v'isa. When a person dropped that ball, when a person stopped doing it, see, he's not a mitzvah anymore. I've deserted. I deserted from the army, so I'm not a mitzvah. I become a mitzvah. So I always need to restart the process with a certain ratzon. Before I come and do things, I need to bear a certain ratzon. The process of more than any other, all other mitzvahs require a thinking about the shacharach. What's the halacha? What's the din? How do I do it? What do I do? And that's that. That's the inyan of it. The inyan, when a person is dealing in the world of tshuva, it more than anything else requires a thinking process about what he needs to do, what he ought to do. The musig where a person is mekabel on himself certain things. The fact that it's brought out shacharach, that there was the minig Yisrael is sesame tshuva, to be machme, makbe certain things. In other words, It's a zman sai mitzad the inyan of tshuva shaboy and sai mitzad the general cheshen nefesh that a person is me'orer ratzon. He needs to. If a person just does what's right, then there's no his eiros of ratzon on the other side. If a person would come into the base of Mikdash and shech the carbon, it's like I come unannounced and bring and dump something on somebody's table without the person having any need, desire, want for it. He doesn't need it. What can you give a Kaddish Baruch Hu? So if I come and I dump something, so what he told me to do, he told me to do. But to come, but through the koyach of speaking out something. And this is one of the inyan why the Mekubalim, and in a sense Chachamim, when they made brachas, was so keen to have us verbalize. You can ask yourself a shaila. What's the point of saying all the irotsons, what I'm doing and accomplishing and so on and so forth before I do it? What's the emor ma'at for? Well, why not just do it? Before you go into Bolshev, the irotsons with this and that. The answer is yehi rotson is gives a makam for the chalais mitzvah. So the Mekubalim gave us a formula that even those mitzvahs that are midarach tzivui, matoivu manoyim, if I could be me'ira rotzen elyon for it. But certainly those in Yanim, and every person, being that this is a tkuf of cheshvan nefesh, will think about themselves. So when they're thinking about the things they need to change, they're being oisik in this type of inyan. And in general, when a person makes a cheshvan nefesh in what he needs to do and to accomplish, whether the person verbalizes it or the person just thinks it in a very serious way where there's actually sort of concrete understandings of what he wants to do, these understandings are a lot more than just a shopping list or even a prod. I know I have to do it because I made Kabbalahs, and a Kabbalah is a nether, and even though I simply nether, but it's right to do it, and so on and so forth. That's the lower part of it. The panemius of it is that when a person, beritzoinai, ubaliboy atoiv, was menado menadev something, when the person was moved through his koyach ratzon to reach out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then kavayochel, the greatest chesed in the bria is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates a ratzon. That a roitz of his shuva, Kadosh Baruch Hu creates, he, yes, and now he wants it, kaviyachol, he's missing it, kaviyachol. That's an extraordinary different dimension of avodah. It's a responsibility, because once I created a lack, then if I don't fill it, then Yidosh Yidoshena, Kadosh Baruch Hu is waiting for it, and if you don't deliver it on it, you created a rotzen and you didn't fulfill it. That's much worse, to disappoint somebody. But Mirach Kisa, when you give it, you're giving, everybody when he buys a gift, a person spends a lot of money for somebody he really likes, his nightmare is that the person has no need for it, no desire for it, and can't think of how to get rid of it. That's his. I worked so hard, I felt I owed a person a karas hatoiv, and I spent a lot of money on it, and I racked my brains, and I gave him something which I realized afterwards is for all practical purposes in the garbage. Is the person has no need for it. When I'm able to ma'ir a rotzen, and it lands so that this person's my rotzen toiv, and that person's mili rotzen met, that's an incredible bond, rotzen to rotzen. That's the level at which the shayrish of all bonding lies. In the zman a rotzen, mei a rotzen, tkufas of rotzen, it's a zman to think about it, to think about where a person wants to go, what he needs to do, and so on. And the person needs to understand that if in a serious way he formalized it and sort of verbalized it, even if in his mind, the person created something unique, a ratzon for Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kidurish Yidrishenos, it's not only a musr if you didn't do it that Mei HaKadosh Baruch Hu disappointed, it's a tremendous chizuk. A Kadosh Baruch Hu, yes, this little thing that was makabal on myself, a Kadosh Baruch Hu was waiting for it. The start of every mitzvah, we start with the Yirasan Fanecha, and the Gemar of in Shemoneh Esrei is Ritzei and Yilaratzen. Yilaratzen is the tefillah and the bracha of a person's avoda, that when a person goes beyond the tzivuyim, even in the tzivuyim, that he succeed in evoking a ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and everything he does is miskabel l'tzaynei.